Hey everyone, this is Jordan Lopez, voice of McKenna Thorne. Welcome to The Hidden People. We're telling an ongoing story, so if this is your first time listening, please make sure to start from the first episode. Trust me. If you like the show, we'd be honored if you visited us on Patreon at patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. For as little as $2 a month, you can be our heroes and help us to keep the story going. In return, we'll give you the inside scoop, bonus episodes, member-exclusive merchandise, and more. After that, hop on over to Apple Podcasts to rate and review the show. Thanks for your support and enjoy The Hidden People.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care.
McKenna Thorne, an unknown female, still at the scene of the Thorne murders. They've walked into a more exposed area, and I can't make out what they're saying anymore. They seem to know each other. No physical contact, but body language is relaxed. Unknown female is turning towards me. No unique identifying features. Maybe red hair? The hood of her jacket is up, and I can see the tag on the back. She is definitely wearing it inside out. I can see her face clearly now. I've never seen her before. Oh, shit! I'd swear she's looking right at me. No way she can see me at this angle. That's a hell of a glare. She's turning back to McKenna, and away they go. Maybe I went undetected after all. But I think I have more questions than when I came here looking for answers. I was hoping catching someone here at the scene of the crime would be a fresh lead in the investigation, but every thread seems to somehow tie back to McKenna Thorne. How did she get so tangled up in this? And is this new stranger the one pulling the strings? I know I'm dancing around Occam's razor here. Maybe everything's leading back to McKenna because
the Thorns were murdered by their dear, deranged daughter. Dayton Riders Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 1, Episode 8, Double Rainbow, written by Alexa Fett Fisher, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside.
Good morning, bathroom girl. You were late, so I already ordered your usual.
Would you quit it already with that nickname? It sounds so skeevy.
That's why I like using it. Maybe I'll stop if you quit blushing every time.
I do not, jerk.
You're doing it now. I've called you bathroom girl every time we've met for coffee this past week. And every time you get all red in the face and look around like, oh God, did anyone hear her call me that? You really ought to stop caring what other people think.
I don't care what other people think. I just don't want you to call me that.
You only dislike it because of other people's impression of it. I'm rather fond of the way we met.
I can't believe it was less than a month ago. Feels like we've been hanging out much longer.
Well, we have been getting together a lot recently.
I've had a lot to talk about. And you're cheaper than actual therapy.
And has it been helping? Going to the scene of the attack the other day, talking to me about this instead of Nissa and Alfie?
Yeah, I just don't see the situation the same way you and I do. And besides, they've been a bit distracted lately.
Ah, I was wondering if I was getting ghosted. Glad it's not just me.
No, they've been up to something. Some project.
Something to do with the music store?
Not that I know of. Maybe a campaign for some game? They keep talking about where they should look next and doing research, at least until they notice I'm around, and then they claim up.
Hard to believe that they would be embarrassed about you seeing their nerdy side. But speaking of research, any update on the investigation?
None.
Really? Geez, it's been a while since you've heard anything new. I hope it hasn't gone cold.
Me too. But even if it were ice, I don't think Sam would give up the trail.
No?
She's pretty persistent. She's been around the house, and Thomas, more and more.
Maybe she's investigating your brother.
Ew, no. Totally professional. They've been going over the dog attack, or Mom and Dad's history. Quite literally no pebble unturned.
Sounds like she's getting desperate.
She doesn't act like it. It's more like a force of will. That if she just keeps at it, putting pressure everywhere, eventually she'll either find a soft spot or make one.
That's actually a great way to go about things.
Yeah?
It's like the power of intention. If you will something hard enough, eventually, you will it into being.
That sounds like a lot of hooey.
It's not hooey. It's more like believing in your own ability. Believing in yourself to control the things around you. To take control of your own life. Don't give me that smirk. I have my shit together, don't I?
Ah, and here I thought your secret was having all the confidence of a mediocre white male.
Well, yes, I'm confident as hell. But that's because I know I can control my surroundings and my response to them. I'm serious. You should really try it. Maybe it'll help you see the world a bit differently. And hey, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's not like you wasted any time or money on it.
What could it hurt, right?
Wrong question, McKenna. Whom could it hurt? You, or perhaps everyone you love?
Your darn cookies. Just quit harassing me.
Harassment, eh? Need to file a report?
Sam, I wasn't expecting you.
Clearly. You look like you've genuinely been accosted. Wait, are those your pajamas?
Yeah, I was planning on staying in today.
Today? You've been out of lunches for the past 3 days, and honestly, you smell like you haven't showered in that time either.
Yeah. Maybe I'm getting sick. I'm just not feeling up to it, so...
Oh, no. You are not ditching me again.
Sam, not today, please.
Yes, today, Thomas. Today of all days. You've hermited long enough. Shower, clothing, fresh air.
No.
I can't force you, but know that I have no other commitments for today, and I am more than capable of annoying you into submission.
Sam, today I... Fine. Just give me a bit to get cleaned up.
There we go. I'll just help myself to whatever's in the fridge while you make me wait.
Might not be much. I haven't gone grocery shopping recently.
I'm sure there's plenty. Yeesh. Or nothing. When's the last time he ate something other than instant noodles?
Oh dear, snooping around again, Detective. Making quite a habit of this, aren't you?
Lots of photos of themselves for empty nesters. Wedding, honeymoon, Paris. Oh, baby Thomas. I'm looking through photos at the Thorne home, and there's a pattern. Thomas's first day of school, apple picking, senior prom. Only one of McKenna on the wall. Family photo at graduation, including, you guessed it, Thomas. Surely there's more. I'm looking through an old photo album.
Careful, Detective. You might be trying to open something better left shut.
This skipping wedding photos. Ah, here we go. Baby McKenna. Infant McKenna. Newborn Thomas. Thomas's baptism, Thomas's first Christmas, first birthday, second birthday, preschool. McKenna vanishes once Thomas is born. High school, sports, college, all Thomas. What parents have so few photos of their eldest child? All right, ready to go?
Yeah. Go where again?
Fresh air, sunshine.
Sam, it's been April and raining all week.
We'll figure it out when we get there. Come on.
Catch you later, Shaylee.
Later, Mac. Bike safe.
Remember, power of positive thinking.
Yeah, everything's just going to magically go my way.
You know what they say about being careful what you wish for. I never listened to it either.
Yeah, because everything's just going to be hunky-dory and smooth sailing.
My, what a convenient change in the streetlight. Nothing that hasn't happened before. But surely, that second green light was just a coincidence. What's the saying? First time is luck, third time's a pattern. So what would you call the fifth green light in a row, McKenna? Providence?
Huh, I'm making good time today. Maybe I'll get home early.
If you get home at all. That car looks like it has other plans for you.
Hey, get the hell back!
Just what do you think you can do? Push a 2-ton metal machine made for speed away with one hand still steering your bicycle? And just what would you think when you succeed?
That was a close one. Crazy asshole drivers.
Of course.
Well, that was almost uneventful. Thomas, I'm back. You awake? Finally. Ah, dog. What's that, dog? Thomas is trapped in a well. Well, he showered at least. Thomas, where are you? Thomas?
Worried, are we? Whatever for? Even if there were a killer on the loose, why would you concern yourself about perfect, precious Thomas now? You've neglected him for so long, after all.
Did he go out, dog? That's good. He was starting to mold. Could have left a note, though, the jerk. Unless he did. What's on the calendar? Shit.
This place is D-E-D.
I think you're missing an A in there, Shakespeare.
Yeah, as in not a single customer. Do you really need me in here today?
Do you really need a paycheck this week?
Yes. But I'd make just as many sales working from home. Possibly more.
Irrelevant. You don't make commission.
Nissa, I'm dying here. I'm a delicate flower withering in the lack of sunlight and positive affirmation. At least let me make a coffee run. I'll even pick you up that fancy lavender eucalyptus tea.
Then die. Coffee is for closers.
Ugh, you're impossible! Hello, you've reached Soundscapes, where the sounds you hear are our employees trying to escape. How may I redirect your call? Whoa, slow down, Mac. What's going on?
Mac, is she okay? Alfie, what's wrong?
Hold on. Nis is here too. I'm gonna put you on speaker.
Of course, I fucking forgot. I never remember, but shit, today's his birthday.
Mac, start from the beginning. What's going on?
Today is Thomas's birthday, and I didn't remember until I saw it on the calendar. How could I fuck? fucking miss it. My mom decorated it with so many colors and hearts.
Okay. But Mac, I don't think Thomas would be disappointed. You've sort of
purposely skipped every family celebratory event you possibly could since the beginning of forever?
You're just not the gift-giving, party-throwing type.
No, but our parents are. Were. He's always had some big to-do with cake and food, and he's barely gotten out of bed this week. I didn't put it together.
Where's Thomas now?
I'm not sure. Out? His phone and keys are gone. Maybe he's out with Sam. Or you know, visiting our parents' graves again.
We can come up with something, Macalac. If you think he'll be out for a while, maybe we can pull together a birthday dinner. A surprise feast.
Alfie, that's a great idea.
Thanks.
Let's see. Oh, Mac, can you put in a call out to that Italian place for a carryout family order? We can pick it up on our way over to your place after work. I'll also ask Shaylee if she'll grab some decorations from the party shop.
But I don't know what gift to get him.
I'm sure doing this for him is more than he could have expected. Everything will be fine. See you after work. Turing in a toaster. I thought something awful had happened. Giving me a heart attack in my late 20s.
Yeah, it just seems to be one thing after another. But we were able to make a daring escape from those vicious dogs last week.
So vicious.
And the repairs to your car weren't super expensive, and didn't take too long.
Just because I was able to afford it doesn't mean it wasn't stupid expensive. Just cheaper than ride-sharing.
Nyssa, you're making it really hard to shine the lining until it's silver.
I'm just frustrated. The store's been dead, we've hit a dead end with investigating, we have no idea who wants Thomas.
Dead? I'm sensing a rather morbid theme to your moroseness.
Any idea for your next steps, your astuteness?
The cops? You know, the ones who are trained and paid to investigate unsolvable mysteries 9 to 5? What have they figured out?
One, this unsolvable mystery is way beyond the capability of our small town force. And two, even if there was anything new, Detective Puckerup has been as tight-lipped as a sour sucker. No way she'd let anything slip with us around.
So, don't go through her.
What?
A small town police force has to be lax in cybersecurity. Know any clever, music store managing, chaotic good hackers who would be willing to help clear Mac's name?
It'll take some time and some extra equipment than what I have at home. But it's a start. We'll see what they know.
Careful, Nyssa. There are some things in this world that you'll wish you never knew, and that you can never unknow.
Everything will be fine. See you after work.
Everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. Yes, hi. I'd like to place an order for pickup later today. Oh, the, easy, cheesy, family feasty. 1, 2, 3, 6. 6 people. Okay, great. Thanks. Oh, wait. Do you guys do dessert? Cake or pie or cannoli? That's it, really? Okay, yeah. Thanks. You too. Birthday cannoli. Half-assed is one thing, but that barely counts as quarter-assed. Dog, where would Dad put the candles? Can I even put candles in cannoli? How many candles can a cannoli hold? Oh, wait, how old is Thomas? How old am I? Oh, Dad's recipe book.
Oh, no.
Thomas's birthday cake. Flour, egg, sugar. I think we have all that.
This won't end well, but like any good train wreck.
I'm sorry there's nothing new I can tell you about the investigation. I promise we're not giving up. There's a few small leads we're still pursuing, but nothing's come of them yet.
Yeah.
I mean it, Thomas. I'm not going to give up, and I'm not going to let the department give up either. We're going to find whoever did this.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're still shaken up about the run-in you had with those dogs last week.
It's not that.
And with everything else that has happened, the deaths, the interviews, the funeral, Thomas, you've been through hell, and it's wreaking havoc on you. Have you been sleeping at all?
Yeah. If anything, too much.
And eating? Something that doesn't have more preservatives than pronounceable ingredients?
Sam, what's this about?
I'm worried about you. You haven't been yourself this past week. The department had a lecture series about victim trauma and post-traumatic stress last year.
Sam, I don't have PTSD.
It's hard to realize the level of trauma you're personally experiencing, especially for someone like you.
Someone like me?
Someone who always has it together. You know, perfect Thomas.
I am far from perfect. No one thinks of me like that.
I have. I'm just saying, you've been in constant fight or flight mode. And now that you have a chance to feel safe, you need to process all that. And healthy processing includes taking care of yourself.
Sam, I'm not processing my grief. I got through that with a funeral. Today's my birthday, okay?
And you're upset I didn't wish you a happy birthday sooner?
No, I didn't think about it until it was happening. The normal things I would think. Would Mom and Dad want to do something today? Did they buy me any gifts? Or am I too old for that now? All these normal things that won't happen anymore.
It's your first birthday without them.
Today is, yeah. Then Mother's Day will come, and I can't do anything for Mom anymore. Same with Father's Day. Thanksgiving, Christmas. It's going to be a chain of firsts without them.
Thomas.
But that's not what's been keeping me in bed the past week. That's not the worst of it. It isn't just the firsts, though. It's the everys. Every birthday, every holiday, for the rest of my life, my parents won't be here. And I'm not ready for that. They were supposed to be here. For marriages, grandkids, all these things I expected and took for granted, and now they'll never have that. I'll never have them.
I'm so sorry, Thomas. I can't imagine. I know it sounds trite, but they say the first year is the hardest.
I'd believe it. I knew adjusting to the new normal was going to take some time, but I didn't expect it to hit me so hard this week.
How's McKenna been holding up?
She did finally visit the cemetery, but she's still always so stoic. I'm just worried it's going to be even rougher on her when she finally feels it.
Some people just don't experience grief like the rest of us.
McKenna is not a sociopath, Sam.
No, of course not. But you think holding it in and having it build up will make it worse for her?
That's what I'm afraid of.
Does she have anyone she can talk to? A professional? She mentioned she had a therapist when we spoke at the station.
The therapist was always my mom's idea. I don't think she's been back to see her since they died.
Does she have at least a good support system? I know Nissa and Alfie, but is there anyone else?
Nissa and Alfie have been her closest, well, only friends her whole life. She doesn't take to people easily.
Oh, are you sure? Alfie said they made a new friend a couple weeks ago. A woman, I think. She dresses funny.
Oh, that might have been Shaylee.
Shaylee?
She's their new friend. I haven't met her yet, but McKenna's talked about her. I didn't think about it before, but maybe making new connections. Maybe that's her outlet for grieving.
Could be. Oh, sounds like a storm's moving in. So much for the spring sunshine. Let's head back to the car before we get drenched.
It smells like rain. Dad loved the smell of rain. Used it as an excuse to put off yard work an extra day. Showers and sunshine. Maybe we'll see a rainbow at the end.
Wishing for a pot of gold, Thomas?
No. The things I wish for, they're impossible things.
What a mess. Truly, be thankful you can't see this. It's watching the train you know is about to crash, but it just keeps blissfully chugging along.
Okay, 3 cups flour. Easy. Flour. Flower, there you are. Wait, why is there more than one type? It doesn't say which.
I mean, I could stop a train wreck.
Well, all purpose is all purpose. But Mom was always on a health kick, so maybe whole wheat. Cake flour is kind of the obvious choice, right? Screw it, equal parts of each.
I don't, but I could. It's just more fun to watch.
Next, 120 grams of sugar. Why is it in grams? And why are there three types of sugar? Who needs that much? Okay, same rules, just a bit of each. That looks about right. Maybe a bit more?
Except this isn't fun.
Shit, that was too much. Cake can't be too sweet, right? And what's next? Baking powder, baking powder, baking, baking. Baking, aha! Baking soda. Why is it in the fridge?
This is just pitiful.
No eggs. When was the last time Thomas went grocery shopping? Oh, carton egg whites. Mom's egg white omelets. I guess she won't need these anymore. Can these go bad? What are egg whites supposed to smell like?
I'm neither chef nor baker. I can't even say for certain that I've ever stepped foot in a kitchen for the purposes of meal creation.
All right, that should be everything. Bake at 350 degrees for 30 to 35 minutes. Yeah, I don't have time for that. Let's set it to 400.
The court can call an expert witness if it feels necessary. However, I am comfortable enough to say for certain.
This is going to work.
This will not work.
Looks like it was only a quick rain shower. The sun's starting to come out again.
Just in time for it to set. We were out all day.
Thomas, I picked you up at noon.
Well, my whole waking day.
You lazy bum. You slept half your birthday away?
I didn't have plans until you so rudely interrupted my open schedule.
Count yourself lucky that I didn't just knock on your door unannounced.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what you did.
Here, this is for you.
Oh, I didn't expect you to get me anything.
I know, it's just, you know, something.
I didn't get you anything.
Of course you didn't. It's your birthday, not Christmas.
Oh, right. Do you want to come inside for a bit?
That sounds great.
Great.
Surprise!
Whoa, what?
Happy birthday, Thomas.
What is all this?
Well, that lovely smell wafting through the air is dinner via the Little Sicily Cafe, and those are streamers and balloons. And this is Shaylee. She isn't a decoration, but she did procure them.
Hello! Great to finally meet you, Thomas. Happy birthday!
Same, and thank you. Where's...
Happy birthday, Thomas.
McKenna, did you do all this?
No way. I had a lot of help from everyone.
But you remembered. You remembered my birthday?
Mom did. It was on the calendar in big bubble letters. I know it's not what you're used to, but I thought...
No, it's perfect. Thank you. This is so thoughtful. Thank you, everyone.
All right, we've said thanks. I say we dig in. The smell of garlic bread has been taunting me for hours.
Alfie, we picked up the meal a half hour ago.
Oh, did I say taunting? I meant haunting. And the only way to exercise it is ingestion.
Gross, Alfie. Breathe.
I fucking love garlic bread!
Ah, domestic bliss. Ignore the murdered parents and disposable place settings, and it's practically a Norman Rockwell come to life.
Are you sure you don't want more, Sam?
Oh, no. The grilled chicken and salad is fine. You're new in town, aren't you?
Quite the detective. I moved here about a month ago. I met this bunch early on.
And you moved here for work?
That's right.
What is it that you do?
Sam.
It's a touch complicated, but I do training. Mostly for overseas firms. A bit of people skills, a bit of number crunching. Not as important as a detective by any means.
Oh.
I think it's really impressive that you're a detective and only Thomas's age. Reminds me of the young genius characters on cop shows.
It's not really like it is on TV.
Of course not. It's so much more difficult. You're really inspiring. I'll shut up. You probably don't want to talk about work at the dinner table.
No matter how impressive it is. Well, I'm full. I'll grab the dishes and clean up.
Thomas, wait.
Where are you going? Oh my god.
Happy birthday cake.
McKenna, that looks just like Dad's cake.
I found his recipe book.
No, just like his cake.
I just followed the recipe.
And you have the right number of candles on it.
I know how old you are, Thomas.
You just subtracted one from your age, didn't you?
Shut up, Nissa.
Mac, this is... I
just blow out the candles before the wax drips.
Right.
So, what did you wish for?
I wish.
No, you can't say it out loud, but someone has to ask.
Alfie.
Seriously, that's how it goes in every form of media to ever exist. I'm just following the rules.
Why do I bother?
Here, I think I cut enough slices for everyone.
None for me, thanks.
Ooh, two for me then.
Have you tried Max baking? Do you really want to do that?
Second thought, maybe the birthday boy should be the one to get seconds.
Ha ha. Eat up.
Oh.
Wow, Mac.
This tastes just like Dad's.
Yeah, I used his recipe.
No, it took him a dozen tries to get this right. How? How could you make this?
I followed his recipe-ish. We were missing a few things, but... Who the heck is that? No, don't get up. I'll get it.
Cake's that good, huh?
She's very talented.
Sam, it's impossible, but it's my dad's cake. Heck, it might even be better than... Oh, what is this?
Oh, I knew it was too good to be true. Joy has turned to ash in my mouth.
Wow, the first bite was so good. This tastes awful.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Just a weird bite. Maybe a bit didn't get mixed well enough.
That was weird. It tastes delicious now, though. Thomas, I'll fight you for that extra piece.
Who's at the door?
Delivery. A bit late in the day, but it's addressed to Thomas.
Me? There's a card. Happy birthday, son. We are so incredibly proud of the man you've become. We love you forever, Mom and Dad. It's a sign. They're here.
Thomas.
No, this isn't just coincidence. Dad's cake, the package coming here today, addressed to me. It's a sign from them. They're here, and they're trying to tell me that they're okay. That everything will be okay.
Quite a leap to make, Thomas. But say you are right, that something supernatural is going on. Would that make you look at your perfect little world any differently? Would you look out the window, past the happy little gathering in your dining room, and see the double rainbow in the sky? Or would you look down to the darkness in the bushes to see the pair of eyes glowering at you? Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. The lead writer, Chris Burnside. Story by Anna Adamy, Chris Burnside, Megan Burnside, Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Carrie Zahn. The sound engineer was Dan Sievers. Sound design, score, and original songs by Catherine Seaton. Theme song and additional music by Michael Yates. For more of the Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.